Mu'mineen, we are starting Surah Maryam. Inshallah, this is first Rajab, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi haqq Muhammad wa ala ta'arin that he give us a tawfiqah to complete this surah, inshallah, successfully, inshallah. And may Allah accept it despite of our all shortcomings. So the first verse we recite is Kaf Ha Ya Ain Thwaat. So these are Kaf Huruf Muqatta'at, means separated words. And you will find in Quran these kind of separated words in beginning of surah. So Mizan has explained very beautifully about these separated words, Muqatta'at, that in some surah share the same words. And it is very interesting that the surahs which share the same words have same topics. So there is some correlation between these separated words in the beginning of surah and the topics. Allah wants to explain with these words that these are just alphabets, and with the power of Allah, these alphabets Allah made Quran. So Allah is explaining that this miracle of Quran is just by words. And Allah challenged all humanity, including jinn, that bring surah like that. And I use only these words, you use it and bring surah. And nobody could bring anything close to Quran. We all know that. Dhikru rahmat rabbika abduhu Zakariya. This is a mention of mercy of your Lord unto his servant Zakariya. Because in this chapter, Allah described in the beginning about Zakariya alayhi salam. Then he describes about Bibi Maryam and other things. But the beginning of surah starts with description of how Allah was merciful to his slave Zakariya. And his mercy is very clear, that the biggest mercy he gave it to him is for sure prophethood. But then his son, who was a great prophet and very unique prophet, and Allah blessed his son in his old age, and how he blessed him, it was a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is talking about it. Idnada Rabbuhu Nida'an Khafiya, when he called upon his Lord in secret. So there is a there is a discussion about it, but before I go to this discussion, I want to come back to Kaf Ha Ya Ain Thwaat, because I missed some points about it. So there are a lot of narrations about the deeper meaning of these Kaf Ha Ya Ain Thwaat, but the most famous narration about is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, from Kaf is Al-Kafi, Allah's name Kafi, and from Ha is Al-Hadi, and from Ya is Al-Wali, and from Ayn is Al-Alim, and for Thad Al-Sadiq Al-Wada. So these are the things, because when we say Kaf Ha Ya Ain Thwaat, because we have some dua from Imam Ali alayhi salam when he calls Allah with these names, So when you're calling Kaf, means you're calling Allah as Kafi, Al-Kafi, who is sufficient, and Al-Hadi, who is a guide for us, and from Ya is, he's our guardian, Wali, and from Ayn is Al-Alim, who knows everything, and from the Saad is, he is Sadiq, as Sadiq al-Wada. Allah has promised us paradise, if we do good deeds, Allah has promised paradise. Allah has also promised us to help us in this world and next world. So these are Allah's promises for the believers, And there are other also different interpretation of these five letters, but we are not going to detail about it. So let me come back to the verse which we are talking about, verse number 3, that when he called upon his Lord in secret. Now the question comes that why he was calling in secret, and why he was calling Nada means a loud voice in a secret. So because on one hand is Idh nada rabbuhu nida'an khafiya. So So on one hand is he called him loudly, but in secret. So it can be possible that if you are in a place where you are doing salat in a mihrab, and you could be alone there, and it's a secret about it, nobody's around you, and then you call Allah loudly. That can happen. So the best prayer is that when you call Allah in secret, you know, Allah talks in the Quran to ask him secretly, you know. So he was calling Allah loudly in secret. Now there are some commentary about why he was calling him secret, especially because he was very old man and he was calling for to his son, you know. If somebody could have heard him, the old man, such an old age, is asking for a son, people could have make like a joke about him, you know. So that's also one of the commentary about it. So now there's another commentary why he was calling loudly. Now, you know, Mizan says there is a possibility that maybe he was feeling a little bit distant from Allah because of his shortcomings, which he thought about himself. For us, he's a great prophet, but maybe he thought about himself. Maybe he has some shortcoming, and maybe he felt a little bit distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was calling him loudly. That's one of the commentary. Kala Rabbi inni vana avmu minni vashtar rasu shaybaun ولم أكن بدعاء ربي شقيا. He said, my Lord, verily my bones are weakened and my head in all aflame with hoariness, and my Lord, I have never been unblessed in prayers to you. So what he was calling about, he said Rabbi twice. See, there's a beauty of asking for prayer, dua, that you call Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord. And this verse especially is a very rare verse that he said Rabbi twice, because he was begging so much from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what I was saying, that my bones are weakened. Bones are the main structure of the body. If they become weak, then our whole body becomes weak. So he was describing so beautifully his weakness of the body, because his bones are the real structure where our body is the foundation of our body. He said, my bones are weakened. That's how he was so humble. And my head is in all aflame with hoariness. What is the meaning of this? My head is in a flame with hoariness. Flames going around him. Hoariness is whiteness, grayness. Because he was describing his old age. So beautifully he described his old age. Because he had a black hair before. Then a black hair, he started getting gray hair spreading around in his head. Like the flames of fire, he said. He was so humble and descriptive to Allah about his weakness, that my bones are weak because I'm an old man. And the whiteness is spreading like fire in my head. He was so beautifully describing his old age. And he again said, my Lord, I have never been unblessed in prayer to you, that whenever I prayed for you, you always blessed me. See, whenever he asked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything, Allah blessed him, you know, because he was a great prophet. We are the sinners. When we do prayer to Allah, many times our prayers are not accepted, you know. It is because if you read Dua Kumal, many times our prayer don't get accepted because of our sins, you know. So we seek Allah's forgiveness today. Today is the first of Rajab, that may Allah keep us away from sinning and accept our Dua. Bihaqq Muhammad wa alayhi ta'ahirin. All our hajjahs we should do in the month of Rajab. Inshallah. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِي مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَ تِمْرَتُ وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِي مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَ تِمْرَأَتِي آقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. And verily I fear my kindred after I am gone, and my wife is barren, so grant me from your presence a successor. Yarusuni wa yarusu min ala Yaqub wa ja'alu rabbi radiya, shall be my inheritor and the inheritor of the posterity of Jacob, and make him my Lord well pleasing. These two verses we inshallah talk about together. So what he was saying, that I'm afraid of my mawali, kindred. Who are mawali? Kindred. According to Ahle Bayt, it is your uncle and your uncle's children are mawali, you know. So he was afraid of his uncle and uncle's children. And what was his fear? I am gone and my wife is barren. So grant me from your presence a successor, wali, like a wali, you know. And mostly when you ask for wali, you ask for a son, you know, because son is a successor, especially in your property. And what he said, that Yerusuni, Yerusu min Ale Yaqub, he should be inheritor of me and inheritor of the posterior of Jacob, and make him, my Lord, well pleasing. Vajalu Rabbi Radiya, and he should be well pleasing to you. Now there is a long discussion about these two verses, and Miza has done a lot of discussion about these two verses, in very great length. We'll give some synopsis here. You know, when Bibi Fatima Zahra Salam Alayha came to know that Baagh-e Fidak, the Garden of Fidak, which her father gave it to her in Virsa, first Khalifa took it away. She went to the first Khalifa and she said, "Oh Khalifa, why you took away the garden which my father gave it to me in the Wasiyat?" And she read these verses. She read these verses, which we just read there. Yerusuni wa Yerusu min Ale Yaqub wa Ja'nu Rabbi Radiya. She read these verses, that Allah gave inheritance to Yahya alayhi salam from Yaqub alayhi salam, from Zakariya alayhi salam. Why did you take it away? So he said that the prophets don't have any kind of waris, you know, he just used. That's what he said. So there is a long discussion here about when he asked for Yerusuni wa Yerusu min Ale Yaqub, who should be the my inheritor and the inheritor of posterity of Jacob. So what kind of inheritance he was talking about? That is a discussion. Was this inheritance was about prophethood? Was that inheritance was about ilm, knowledge, or this inheritance was about property? See, you cannot get inheritance inheritance prophethood. A prophet's son cannot become mandatory prophet. This is not the case. We see a lot of prophets who had that case, you know, like Nuh alayhi salam, who was Ulul Azm Peygamber and his son was kafir, you know, we know that. So there is no inheritance for prophet. And there is no inheritance for ilm, like we have a great alim and maybe his son becomes something else. Because you cannot inherit the knowledge. You have to study hard yourself. If you don't study, you will not become an alim. But what is inheritance automatically is your property. It goes straight to you. Now there are a few more discussions about it. Because when he said, "Inni khiftul mawali," that I'm afraid of my kindred. What was the fear about kindred? Was that he was afraid of his uncle and his cousins. If you think that he was asking for a waris, inheritor for the prophethood, so why he should be afraid of his uncle and his children, that they will get prophethood? If you are a prophet, you will never be afraid of somebody else becoming prophet, right? Because you are a kind person, you are a spiritually high person, you want everybody to be spiritually high. You will never be fear of them to become prophets. You can never even think in that line. Or you can never think in that line that they'll become great alim, you know. The fear was that his wife had a lot of property from her forefathers, which were from Dawud alayhi salam. So his fear was that if he dies and his wife is barren, that money will go to those people and they can spend in wrong way. There was his fear. And now there's another point. Waj'alu Rabbi Radiya. When he asked for that, oh Allah, make him well pleasing. What was the meaning of well pleasing? Now there's a more discussion about it. When did he ask his dua? When did he ask his prayer? The reality is that when he was around Bibi Maryam Salam Alayha, that when he saw that she is in the mihrab, and he saw that the fruits were coming from the heaven to her. And the fruits were like unique fruits, you know. In the summertime she was getting winter fruits, and wintertime she was getting summer fruit. So he asked her, where did you get these fruits from? So Bibi Maryam said, Allah gave me these fruits. So he was so excited about it. And he became so hopeful from Allah's mercy, you know, that he went to the mihrab and did dua for himself, that, oh Allah, give me also son. Like, and when he was saying, وَجَلُوا رَبِّ رَضِيَا, in his mind was Bibi Maryam, that Allah gave her so much spirituality and so much wisdom and knowledge and good deeds. So when he was asking Radiya, he was asking that he should have a son who should be like Bibi Maryam, that who should have high spiritual status and should have a lot of good deeds, and good deeds will come with the knowledge, inshallah. So that was in his mind. And if when he was talking about Radiya, means Allah should be Radhi, then if in his mind it was prophethood, why he will say him Radiya? He would have asked, make him prophet, because prophet station is higher than being Radhi. So if he, in his mind was prophethood, why, what are you using the word Radhiya? Ya Zakariya inna nubarshiku, Ya Zakariya inna nubarshiku, Ya Zakariya inna nubarshiruka bi ghulam, غلام نسمه يحيى لم نجعله له من قبل سميا. O Zakariya, verily we give you good tidings of a son whose name is Yahya. We have given the same name to none before. So while he was praying, Allah gave him a good tidings of the son, and he said that this son is a unique in the name. We have not given this name anybody before, this name. And it's not only the name, but also his characteristics were unique, which were not never before. Like in Quran it said that and we granted him wisdom while as yet a child. Means Allah gave him wisdom like a child who see. Yahya alayhi salam was born before, then Isa alayhi salam came into the world. So when first was Yahya alayhi salam. So when Yahya alayhi salam came, Allah says in Quran about him that we granted him wisdom while as yet a child. He was the first one to get like this in this planet. As a child, he has wisdom. And he was said to be honorable and chaste. And the third great merit he had was when the Quran said, and peace on him on the day when he was born, and on the day he dies, and on the day he is raised to life. Three salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These three salam came after Isa alayhi salam, but he was born afterward. So Allah gave him these three great characteristics. And somebody came to Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he sat down with him. So Imam said to him that Allah used as evidence for imamat what he used and evidence for prophethood. And then he said these verses, and we granted him wisdom while yet a child. And then again he said, until when he attains his maturity and reaches 40 years. Different stages from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam says that wisdom can be given as a child, and wisdom can be given when you're 40 year old. And when we know the case of Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salam, when he was 80 year old, he got imamat. So many thousands of scholars came and asked him questions, he was answering them. So whatever Allah wills, he does. قال ربي أن يكون لغلام مو وكان وكانت امرأته قال ربي أن يكون لغلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من كبري Atiyah. He said, "My Lord, how shall there be for me a son while my wife is barren and I have reached infirm old age?" He was kind of wondering about it. When the news came to him while he was praying about the glad tidings of the Yahya alayhi salam, he was wondering how it is possible that while my wife is barren and I am in old age. Atiyah means old age, feeble age. So now question comes that why he asked this question. Didn't he believe what Allah said? He believed it. Just like the question about Ibrahim alayhi salam, that when Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that how you give the life to dead people, so Allah asked him question that, "Don't you believe this, Ibrahim alayhi salam? Don't you believe Ibrahim?" He said, "I believe, but I want to have just peace of my heart." Right? You know that story, right? I just need the peace of my heart. Same thing was with Zakariya alayhi salam. He wanted peace of the heart, you know, about it. Just a thought crossed his mind about it, that how it's going to happen. قَالَ قَزَالِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ حَيِّنُمْ وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُوْ شَيْئًا. He says, so your Lord says, it is easy for me, for indeed I created you aforetime when you were nothing. He said to him that Allah told him that it is easy for me, for indeed I created you when you were nothing. Allah said that you are wondering how he'll come to this world in the old age. Allah says you were nothing, Zakariya, and I gave you all this, your existence here. So if you were nothing, I give you existence. For me it is easy to give you a son in old age. Qala Rabbi Ja'alli Ala ayatuka Allah to kullamun nasa salasa layalin saviya. He said, "My Lord, appoint for me a sign." Said he, "Your sign is that you shall not be able to speak to people for 3 nights thou sound." Then he started wondering, and he wanted to calm his heart down. He said, "Oh Allah, give me some sign about it, because I want to make sure this is coming from you, not from shaitan, which I am listening. I want to make sure this is from you." So he said to Allah, "Allah, give me signs." Allah said, "I give you signs that being you healthy, still you will not be able to talk to from your tongue for 3 nights, means 3 days are also included. Except that he could do like tasbihat. So that's exactly happened to him, that he could not talk for 3 nights and 3 days, and he could just do Allah's tasbihat, and that's about it. So Al-Albaz says that when the great tiding of Yahya alayhi salam came to Zakariya alayhi salam, and then the real existence of Yahya came in the world was after 5 years. So he had to wait 5 years after that incident, when he was given the glad tiding, till the birth of Yahya alayhi salam. See how much he kept even patience for that. And we are like this, we are so sinner, you know. If we do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's not accepted in 1 month or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months, we get so much depressed and anxious and angry, and we lose faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get upset with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We question everything. But look at this story, you know. These stories are the story for understanding and following the sunnah of prophets, that how they keep patience and how they follow and how Allah loves them. Because if the dua is not accepted quickly, that means Allah wants to raise our station high, you know. Allah wants to see that how much we really believe Him. So he wants to see us, you know. There are a lot of narrations that for the believer, Allah wants to prolong the acceptance of dua. So he wants to hear Allah calling him, you know. Allah loves to hear believer calling him, Rabbi, 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 you know. Like here, he was calling with Rabbi twice, you know. He wants to hear our beautiful voice, you know. So he wants to hear us, because we, you know how we are. We call Allah more when we are in need. Otherwise, we don't call him much anyway. So he wants to hear us, you know. And we just get upset, you know. These are the serious things we need to ponder in these verses. How our life every day is, you know, when Allah holds on something. There are a lot of us in the Quran that people don't call him unless there is a problem, and they start calling him by laying down, standing and sitting in all positions. And when the dua is accepted, then they don't care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if he doesn't exist even. So many verses in the Quran about it. So these are a serious situation when we can raise our station high spiritually by keeping patience and being with Allah and have the full sense that Allah is listening to us, full sense that Allah knows our heart, you know, full sense, and just be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah guide towards this level, and may Allah make us sin free so that we can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا. Then he went out unto his people and made signs unto them that they should glorify morning and evening, because he could not talk then. So he was in Mihrab, so he came out and he showed a sign, and he said that glorify Allah morning and evening. Glorification. The glorification is the key. Some said that here glorification means doing salat also, because in salat a glorification is included. And why he asked his people to do also glorification, not only him, because Yahya alayhi salam was coming for whole ummah there, for the whole nation. Yahya would be the blessing for everybody. So he said that ummah should also do that. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about glorification, the most beloved saying with Allah, the glorious, is that the servant says, glory to be my Lord, praise be to him. That's the most beautiful thing we can say. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, whosoever glorify Allah 30 times every day, Allah the blessed, the exalted, may remove 70 afflictions from him, the least of which is poverty. Subhanallah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the hymns of Fatima Zahra Salama alayha after every prayer is more beloved with me than 1000 unit of prayer in a day. These are the values of glorifications. And those are the glorifications we need to do. When we do glorification, it brings lot of enlightenment in our heart. The glorification brings lot of enlightenment in our heart, lot of closeness to our heart. So when we talk about Zakariya Yahya alayhi salam, automatically we start thinking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because there are a lot of similarities between Yahya alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Both were martyred. Imam says they are the killer of Yahya alayhi salam and killer of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They were not legitimate birth. That was their characteristics. And when Imam Hussein was martyred and when Yahya alayhi salam was martyred, the sky cried on only two martyrs. Only these two martyrs. And the way the sky cried was that the sky turned red because of the pain. Sky was crying about their pain. Those were the two beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loved them so much. Kaf is Karbala. From Haf it is said Halakat. From Ya it is said Yazid. From Ayn it is said Atash, the thirst of Ahlul Bayt. From Fal it is said Sabr. What we have Karbala is in these five letters, the description of Karbala, how Imam Hussein suffered and how he was struggling and how he fought the battle against Yazid and how there was a thirst so much involved and how much he was had a tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the confidence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we were reading this commentary today, we saw that how Zakariya alayhi salam was calling and do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his son to be given to him. The Yahya alayhi salam was given. Same way we see Imam Ali alayhi salam in the night, he is calling and doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging for his son, that oh Allah give me a son who is a strong son who can help my Hussein. He was asking about Abul Fazl Abbas, who will be there for Imam Hussein in Karbala, which was the toughest battle ever seen, the humanity in this planet, the toughest battle. And he was the commander in chief of that battle, Abul Fazl Abbas, who was there in Karbala for the thirst of Ahlul Bayt, the thirst for children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And he gave his both arms for the thirst of Ahlul Bayt. Alhamdulillah.